Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas. Episode 4. Steven stands before the Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas, waiting to hear who sent them.
Okay, well, guys, look, I gotta go evaluate.
Just shut up and listen. Lay it on him, Eddie.
As Edward speaks, the three Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas subtly shift, their presence seeming to expand, becoming more dignified.
You know, Bill was our leader.
Yeah, Ed, everyone knows you guys are in some kind of cult or something.
It's not a cult.
We're vampire slayers.
You're serious?
Yes.
And I was sent a vision at Bill's gravesite today that you are to be our next priest, and we're supposed to take you to the old Banks farm and slay a coven of vampires there.
Whoa. Hold up.
Steven quickly retreats from the slayers back towards the church altar. The tension is sliced by a call from backstage.
Steven! Steven! Hey, Steven, come on now. You're still my wingman. Unless, of course, you'd like a corner cell with a nice view of the town square. If you don't mind bars, that is.
Steven. The sound of Sheriff Vance's voice. His words hang in the air. And then, Steven springs into action.
Okay. Shh. Fine. Let's go slay some vampires. Just get down.
Steven and the others duck behind the pews, blending into the shadows. Sheriff Vance looks out into the seemingly empty sanctuary, but he can't see what we know now. The Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas have grown in number as their destiny rushes towards them.
Ah, punk ditched me. You do that to Penny, pal, and I'll kill you.
Next road on your left, just past the VFW.
I know.
The Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas have made their way out to the Banks farmhouse. Not a single light is on in the home or nearby barn. The moon is obscured by clouds, and the sounds of night on the plains surrounds them.
We're here. What's the move?
You know what Bill would say. What we were trained to do. Right, Winona?
Winona holds up a stake and a mallet for all to see.
What we were trained to do.
What? Is that a shotgun?
You think we're actually going to chop their heads off when we can blow them off?
Shh. Focus.
Just barely audible above the sounds of the night, a child whimpering can be heard coming from the darkened farmhouse.
Say hello and goodbye to the Banks family.
I see five of them!
Edward, one of them is going for Steven!
Oh, that was close. Get back!
Coming through.
That's two down. Where are the other three?
Where's Steven? He was just here.
Behind the farmhouse, Steven stands like a statue, in shock and stunned by the silhouette of what looks like a mother and a little girl.
Run! You told me to run!
Run! Oh, what are you doing?
My job, but not very well. Didn't get the head sparkle clean on that last one.
He's coming. He will find what we will open them.
A berry burst in every bed!
Steven can't believe what he just saw. The world fades to black, and he collapses.